and Mahoney Morning Show.
Listen live on the Odyssey app.
Audrey, I tell you what, you impress me. You really do.
Every day.
Yeah, especially today. So, I mean, I get a lot of people. It was kind of a, you know, big party day yesterday. A lot of people going out, all that stuff. But, you know, I woke up this morning, and as usual, like, I get on social media, and I'm just kind of going through, and I see a post from Audrey, and it's like 7 hours ago, and out having a good time. And
I didn't drink.
Oh, you didn't?
Nah.
Oh.
No.
There was like a dude walking up to the table with like a bottle of 1942. And
I mean, don't get it twisted. I had like a shot or two, but I didn't like drink.
So you did drink. Okay. But.
Yeah, she didn't get drunk.
It started with like.
No, I had two shots.
I was.
It's not drinking.
That's not drinking.
Yeah, that's pointless.
It kind of was.
Extra calories. That's what that
is. It really was. It was just like social.
Uh-huh.
But the video started 7 hours ago. Then it was like 6 hours ago. I was like, oh. And then there's one that was like 5 hours ago. I was like, oh boy.
That is as late as I was out.
Okay,
I was actually out later and longer last week for work.
Yeah.
So that's what I was like. That's okay. Actually how I rationalized it in my head. Like whenever I was like, you know what? I did this but got paid for it last week. So let me just go spend money to make up for it.
Sure. It makes sense.
Yeah, that extra money's gonna be on the next paycheck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I will just say you look like
you
know
your tax return yet?
I still have my makeup on.
Oh, is that the same makeup? I thought you got up this morning and redid it all.
Why
yeah,
would you?
You know what? Yeah, why? Why? Just why?
No,
yeah.
I didn't have the energy. Ladies, don't yell at me. I know this is awful, but I did go to bed in my makeup and I am here. In my makeup
Dave,
from last night.
I feel
and it looks good, doesn't it, Mahoney? Like, yeah.
Always looks good. Dave, you act like we were at the same point 10 years ago or 12 years ago.
Also, I thought of that too. I thought,
I used to sleep in my Corsica in the parking lot when our building was in a much sketchier area.
Uh huh.
You know, because I was too drunk to make sure I was going to wake up.
Right.
You know, or I would just sleep in the parking garage of dingy-ass casino after a bar night. You know, like I said, these are just the rites of passages.
No, I'm not saying I'm judging her. We did this many times over the years.
Yeah.
I'm saying I am impressed.
Our best material comes from those days.
Mm-hmm. I also said that last night. I said my life, this is content.
Yeah.
Content.
This
You're
is
doing
content.
This
for the show.
You are a creator.
For you both.
You are a creator. Thank
to
you.
To elevate the show, I am going
You're
out.
Selfless.
I
you
am.
You are selfless. You are doing the
Team
work
player.
That nobody else will do.
You, right
Thank
here.
You.
Do smell like alcohol, but
I
it's great
do
to
not.
Have you.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
Am I the only person in this room that every single day screws up at least 10 password login attempts?
Oh, my God. It's so frustrating.
Oh.
Because
every day.
They're now, your old passwords, it used to just be, sure, have a uppercase letter and then some like weird type of character, maybe,
but
or like
they,
a number.
But they've added like, you can't have certain special characters. It has to be a different one than like a hashtag or an @ or whatever. So you have to like throw in multiple at this point. It's just getting, I'm like, just steal my identity at this point.
And
you know?
Different variations.
Hey, easy on that. No, but for real, it's like
take all that debt.
We have you know multiple password updates throughout the course of the year that's forced by our work, and I get that, right? That makes sense. But then all of the different platforms, I don't know if you guys have like kind of like a junk password that it's not like
that's
a real one.
That's my work password.
Okay,
it's I hate this job, 68, and then when I have to update it, it's
69.
The next one.
Ow,
nice.
So. This is a very rare showing of the tech giants in Google, Microsoft, and Apple all teaming up, but they announced that they are going to all work together for a passwordless login. And so you're like, well, how does that work? Instead of having a password, because, again, a lot of people have the same password they use on multiple platforms and that weakens security because
if
any of them get hacked and they get access to everything,
uh-huh.
They're saying that things like a fingerprint, face recognition, a PIN, or merely having your smartphone close will unlock apps and other certain platforms.
Doesn't this just seem like...
And we're already down the rabbit hole. It's over.
I mean, there is at least an illusion that the government's not involved in every aspect of our everything that we're doing, right? Maybe they're the illusion. They are. Certainly, their fingers are in everything. Back doors or whatever. But this is just
Don't
like...
Don't put your fingers in my back door, government. That's
oh,
what
no.
you just said.
You just
said that, Mahoney.
Buy me a drink first.
Or two.
No, but I mean, sure, the government. But, I mean, do you trust the government less than you trust Microsoft?
Not really. I trust Apple more than I trust, and I know this is dumb, but creepy. I trust Apple more than I trust all the others. So the fact that they're getting involved with Google and Microsoft, I go, ah, I don't
know. But I mean, Apple's the one that's already been doing it. I mean, when's the last time that you used your...
He doesn't have a password or face recognition.
I don't do the thumbprint or the face recognition.
Is that for security reasons?
Most people, they do use it.
Or just because that's an extra step to unlock your phone?
It's because I get fat and then I get skinny and it forgets who I am.
No, that's not true.
I don't recognize Fat Mahoney. Oh, no.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mahoney, I'm sitting here right now listening to you talking about chickens having and that, you know, all mammals have chickens are not mammals. They are birds. They are of the aviary or avian family. Just wanted to let you know that you have proven that you are indeed a community college dropout.
First off, I was drunk and I was confusing mammals with just things that are made of meat.
What? Wait, hold on. So do you think everything is a mammal then? Because everybody's got some meat.
Not everything's made out of meat. Rocks aren't made out of meat.
Well, that's not a living thing.
I was drunk and I was hungry.
Were you drunk? I don't think you were drunk.
That was a Monday.
No, it was a Friday. That was clearly
a few days ago. I don't even know when that was, but I like that this guy called up and he's like, "I'm a roast Mahoney for not knowing about chickens."
Kenny
Rogers roast Mahoney. R.I.P. Kenny Rogers Roasters.
A rotisserie chicken sounds really nice right now.
Here's the thing.
Rotisserie chickens always hit.
No, they do not.
Yes,
they absolutely do.
They look delicious on the outside. Then you get into it, and you're just like, that's bland-ass chicken.
No, you're going to the wrong place.
You're going to
Costco?
The wrong place.
I feel like Costco would have good ones, but I've never had a Costco one.
I feel like Costco has the best
grocery store that's right
chickens.
Over here. And we've talked about this before, and it's worth talking about again. How on earth is that rotisserie chicken, delicious, perfectly cooked, bagged up, by the register, only $4?
It shouldn't be.
Why is there somebody out there able to sell that for $4, ready to go?
You raised that thing.
You raised it. You killed it. You transported it. You killed it.
Roasted it.
You cooked it up. You bagged it up. You set it right here, and it's $4?
It only costs like 25 cents for a chicken.
Does it? You know what I mean?
Like, because the span of life for the chickens these days... They're juicing. They're not really pumping steroids into them, but like they have genetically modified chickens to be full age chickens. What was it, Mahoney? We watched the documentary on it. It was like a month.
Yeah, but I'd be real curious what the profit margin is on one of them rotisserie chickens. Like, how is that
probably
available?
Probably a loss leader.
You think?
You think?
Maybe.
There's so many chickens in the world, though.
There's a lot of chickens.
Speaking of chickens, back to rotisserie chickens.
But those rotisserie chickens are only good for like a day.
Not even.
You have to eat it that day. You're so right. Because the skin, this is where I'm getting.
The skin. Oh, I'll just.
There is nothing nastier than whenever I just.
Accidentally inhale the entire skin.
Absolutely like cave woman style.
Full send
on the skin to the dome. Mahoney, do you do this? Does that gross you out? I feel like you're not a skin guy.
No, all I want is the skin.
I try to ration the skin, if we're being real. Like, we're all, like, trying to, like, cut it so that way
Dude,
I can have some of the skin on everything.
We're
disgusting.
Why chickens are evil?
It's fine.
Did you guys ever chickens are evil. Did you ever have a Super Nintendo back in the day?
No.
You never have?
Sure.
Did you ever have Zelda, A Link to the Past?
I do. Oh, that little chicken.
Then when you would beat the chicken with your sword,
and
then you would beat him one too many times, and then all his chicken bros would come up and mess you up
bad. Yeah. You didn't expect it.
I've never trusted a chicken since that day.
I mean, to be fair, you were just sport killing the chicken.
I wasn't killing it. I was just beating it around with a
master sword. You were beating the chicken around with the master sword.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I just had an idea. I love all the things that Ian does that are on the, you know, kind of darker, seedier side of society. But what if you kind of went the other side of it and just had him do semi-dangerous stunts, like getting shot out of a circus cannon or bungee jumping, things like that? you know, just something else to torture poor producer Ian with.
Message deleted.
We don't like the idea of torturing anybody we work with. Ian goes out on the streets because he likes being on the streets.
Yeah,
was his idea.
He does like going out there, and he's good at it.
And we told him he didn't have to, like, because we were afraid he was going to get stabbed.
I do feel like he has enjoyed going out on the streets slightly less ever since he almost actually got stabbed.
I agree with that. Yeah. I agree with that.
So maybe shooting him out of a cannon is a good idea.
I mean, here's the thing. Nothing that we could do in that realm could ever compare to Jackass.
It's true.
Literally the creme de la creme of dumb stunts done perfectly. Like that
corner
whole,
of the market. Yeah,
yeah, really. Yeah. So there's no need. There is not a need in society for more of that. So, you know, pro tip to anybody who just saw Jackass 3, if you're 14 or 13 years old, you just saw Jackass 3 and it's your first experience to Jackass for the first time, do not get into the shopping cart and go flying into the bushes.
Did
We've
you
seen
see
that 1,000 times.
That Jackass just signed a new deal with like Paramount Plus or something for like the reboot of the TV
series.
Interesting.
No, so. I didn't see that.
I don't know if I love that or not.
They're just going to start breaking hips.
You're like, they already are.
Yeah, like Johnny Knoxville's like old, man.
He looks old, but I'm glad that he's not dying his hair. He looks good gray.
He does look good gray.
And you know what? Yeah. It's who would have thought that Steve-O would be like
the voice of reason,
the most like introspective and philosophical, or philosophical person out of that whole group.
I got you, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, the pocket car and the butt guy is now the introspective.
I forgot about
that. No, he's the making your life better through motivation in his podcast. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Good for him, man.
Good for Steve.
Anything, it really does kind of give you like you can go from that to this.
If you really apply yourself, a second chance is available for everyone, except for Bam Margera.
Yeah. Please leave a message after the tone.
How many sanitation workers fall off the back of garbage trucks every year? I'd like to see those numbers.
Message.
You know what? I don't even care about that. Sorry, Mahoney. I don't even care about how many people fall off. I just am mad that mine doesn't come at the same time every day or every Saturday, whenever it is.
Yours is erratic?
Erratic.
Mine's
all over the place.
On a regular schedule.
Like clockwork?
Like 8 a.m. on a Saturday, every Saturday.
I must have like a meth head that comes true on mine. It's never the same time.
I don't know if it's just because we live in the suburbs and maybe they still have like garbage guys like that in the, or sanitation guys.
No, I'd say it's
like
all changed.
That in the city. But it's
Are
just
you
like
me you got the elite? You
no,
have to
just the arm. They send the one truck and they use
the
little controller.
Yeah, unless it's like bulk pickup day or something like that.
And that's once a month. And you never know which Saturday or which day of your pickup it is. And you're always kind of confused. And you're like, you don't want to drag that old-ass mattress out to the curb because if you are wrong.
Man,
and there's never proper documentation on their website.
Here's how much of a dad I am. I added the bulk pickup days to my Google Calendar.
Ooh. How'd you find them?
The little HOA letter that they send has the bulk pickup days on there.
Shred
I shred them too, but I added it to the calendar first.
It's a pro move.
Yep.
You just do that for cardboard boxes you don't want to break down, basically.
That's
right?
True. Yeah. It's born in laziness.
Dave and Mahoney every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
We talk a lot about how in Australia everything is trying to kill you all of the time, and there are a lot of things in Australia that could kill you.
But we are willing to deal with that because the accents are so hot.
Correct.
Yes.
Now, the question for you, Mahoney, is could you live in a place where you knew there were things around you that could kill you?
I mean, Dave, there's scorpions in my house.
Yeah, a scorpion's not going to kill you.
You don't know that?
I do know
that. They're vicious terminators. They're the terminators of the bug world, man. They have exoskeletons.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
they can live in water for like days. You can freeze them and they will reanimate.
I get it. Scorpion's not great and an inconvenience, certainly, but not going to kill you.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, when we lived down in Houston, like my wife was actually pretty paranoid about that because there wasn't a ton of alligators, but there was that one time where the hurricane came through and there was a lot of flooding. And then there was like a 13-foot alligator that was walking through the neighborhood that we had just moved out of. And she's like, I can't be in a situation like that with little kids.
No.
Like adults, a 6-foot alligator.
You get eaten by an alligator, it's on you.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty unlikely, right?
You're probably drunk.
When you got little kids, little dogs, stuff like that, like that's a real concern.
Unless you're an old man smoking a cigar.
I was going to say.
You kick that alligator's ass.
That's right. You punch that alligator straight in the face.
Well, my dad was living in Florida. He had like a pond, lake, whatever, and alligators roam everywhere there.
Mm-hmm.
And I would lay out in the backyard, and there was an alligator that was in his like pond. that lived there.
Checking you out while you were laying out like a creep, like a creepy neighbor?
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. It wasn't, if you don't mess with it, I felt like in my head anyways, there was no sense of danger. But those mofos can run fast.
Alligators do run exceptionally fast. Now, the reason why I bring
it up.
Call
me a crocodile without the R.
Okay.
Oh. I was like, what is he saying?
That's a perfect crocodile.
Yeah. The reason why I bring it up, though, is because also something that can run very fast and much scarier in many ways, I think, than alligators. Some residents in Rome have had to have a curfew imposed on them because there has been this surge in wild boar attacks.
Dude, wild boars, no joke, killed Robert Baratheon.
That is true.
It did.
That is true.
Yeah,
when they Game did. Of Thrones was really good, and then the creators of Game of Thrones on HBO killed that show.
The residents of the area have had to put the curfew in place for self-protection because citizens say that the authorities have failed to take effective measures. This time, the victim was an adult, but what happens if it was a child with a boar's teeth? Even just a bite to the leg is enough to jeopardize someone's life. Do they bite?
Call on the grocers, man.
What?
I don't know.
If you've never been to a grocery store, they got boar's head all over the place.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And you always feel fancy when you're getting that bologna instead of the Oscar Mayer.
Where is every man who wants to hunt ever whenever these kind of things happen?
Yeah, like where are all the dudes with the guns?
For real. Like you guys want to storm the Capitol, but you don't want to storm like and help this invasion.
Why we need AR-15s. Hello. In case wild, they literally used that as an example.
They
people.
Actually did. They I did. Forgot that.
Like, we need to be able to use
gun laws
this
all different in
so
Australia.
That we yeah. can but also, get the boars.
Can we? I feel like Disney has done us a disservice because I think most people's perception of boars are just like
Hakuna Matata.
Pumbaa.
Yeah, it's Pumbaa. So, yeah.
So just like a jolly singing.
Warriors.
Yeah, loves belly scratches and meanwhile.
And has gas.
Couldn't be further from the truth. They will just straight up gore you to death. And we will bore you to death. So
that's kind of what we
same.
Do. Yep.
Why did you do that? Why did you do that, Terry?
There is a certain person. A person so vile and arrogant. The middle ground between horrible and useless. A culinary and retail nightmare. A person which we call Karen. These are the Karen Chronicles.
The Karen Chronicles are all real reviews that people actually put online. And what's amazing to me is that the people that post these, sometimes they're Karens, sometimes they're Darrens, people just losing their ish. They really think that with their reviews, they're going to close these establishments.
One keystroke at a time, they will topple an empire with their opinion on why that place sucks.
Hard to get mad at an aquarium, I thought. Maybe not.
This sounds fishy.
This is. That's a good one.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah. Thank you.
This is the New England Aquarium, and it's in Boston, of course. It's got 4 out of 5 stars. Dawn S. said, 5 out of 5. This place is amazing. We saw the museum staff in wetsuits in the tank checking on fish, turtles, etc. We also saw the penguins being fed.
That's what they got excited about, seeing the people in their wetsuits, hey, like, man. Attending to the fish.
If you went to an aquarium and you're excited about people.
Yeah, right.
you ever put on a wetsuit?
There is 0% chance that I would, like, I would get too frustrated. We'd get over one toe and I'd be like, I'm out.
Getting it on is not the problem. It's getting it
off.
Yeah.
I went surfing like 15
Usually,
years ago.
That's right.
And getting a wetsuit on was.
Getting it on is easy. Getting it off is hard.
I looked like a hot dog that had been cooked in a microwave for about 30 seconds too long.
A tube sock filled with tube socks.
Yeah. Nico said 5 out of 5 stars. This is a great aquarium. The penguins, sea lions, and seals were all super cool. And the electric eel exhibit is a must see.
Tell me why there are penguins in an aquarium right now. Tell me, how does that make sense?
They swim.
Yeah. You ever seen a penguin swim?
Yes,
they
actually.
They swim like the Dickens, okay?
But they don't belong in an aquarium.
Well, Karen and I said 1 out of 5 stars. Negative stars would be best for this POS aquarium. I came all the way from Brooklyn, New York. Yes, Brooklyn. Paid $65 for 2 tickets just to watch a couple of penguins get showered by a faulty sprinkler. First of all, get more penguins. Secondly, how about some entertainment? No sharks. There was only 1 turtle that was questionable considering I didn't even see it move once. I'd rather risk my life again in Camden, New Jersey than come here. Chaotic, crammed, and not worth the price of admission.
Again, valid points. What are penguins doing in aquariums?
No, she wants more penguins.
More penguins.
And also, why you got to throw shade at Camden, New Jersey like that?
I mean,
Camden
has...
They're trying to clean it up.
...earned their reputation. But you're right. They're on the up and up.
They're trying to clean it up.
They're trying to clean it up.
Yep.
This is the smiley face embroidered hat.
Which
four
I have.
4.5 out of 5 stars. Why do you own this?
Did you
this?
Buy this on Amazon?
I certainly did. I did. Hmm. It looks like the Drew hats, which is the Justin Bieber hat. He has the smiley face gear. And also, like Mahoney said earlier, the Forrest Gump.
Oh, yeah. So 4.5 out of 5 stars, almost 1,000 reviews on Amazon.
Okay, so well rated.
That's a good hat.
Kay said 5 out of 5 stars, super cute hat, totally worth the money. Charles said 5 out of 5, hat was a gift for somebody else who loves it. Karen Bonilla actually put her last name on there. Said 1 out of 5 stars. I have waited so long for this hat to arrive. Day after day, I would check the tracking number to see when it would eventually arrive. And when it did, the logo was not centered. The face is too high. I immediately asked for a replacement, and I waited. And I waited for my second hat to get me. And when it did, the logo was not centered again! Should I teach you how to properly center something? Should I teach you how to make proper hats? If that's the case, let me know. I will gladly help you because you're obviously blind idiots.
Obviously.
You think she knows how to make a hat for real? Because I feel like that's making hats is probably pretty hard.
Pretty tricky, yeah.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Today's Redneck Report starts with a very relaxing day on the beach. Is that something you're into, Audrey? Like just going and laying out on the beach and just taking some time and chilling out?
Yeah, I like laying out. I like sunshine activities. Mm-hmm. Like outdoor activities really peak my serotonin, like straight boost to the dome. But it's the sand.
The sand will get you.
And the ocean.
Or in this case, something else entirely. Not the sand, not the ocean. The deputy's vehicle that ran you over while you were laying on the beach.
That happens.
How did they not see? Were they the color of the sand?
It was a 23-year-old woman who was lying on the sand in St. Pete Beach on Wednesday afternoon when the sheriff's county vehicle, being driven by Deputy Todd Brun, 58 years old, was on beach patrol, and I guess did not see this lady and ran her over in his fully marked 2017 Chevy Tahoe.
He was texting and driving.
I mean, it had to have been, or got distracted by some other chick with big old booze.
Ooh. They have Officer Todd, whatever his name was.
Deputy Todd.
Deputy Todd. but they do have thirst traps where a lot of these cops, like these beach patrol cops.
They're in them short shorts like Reno 911.
And they go out there and they like have been doing all sorts of videos, like thirst trapping videos.
Really?
Yeah, they have. So maybe he was like checking out his TikTok, seeing what kind of content he could create next, and then ran over this lady instead.
Is she all right?
She's
dead.
Yeah, she got killed. They just threw her in the ocean. She's fine. She said that she couldn't feel her leg at first. There were tire marks on her back. She didn't get a cut on her head, but she is going to be okay.
Do you think the sand saved her life for real?
Probably.
Audrey, you get run over by a...
I'm suing everyone.
Tahoe while you're laying out, sun's out, buns out on the beach, and you got a tire mark across your back. You're gonna immortalize that with a tattoo?
No way.
Oh, I am.
I feel like that.
It feels like tribal. It feels like I get canceled.
You're going to look like Maui from Moana.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey guys, my name's Nick. I was working in a bucket truck. It's a bucket elevated up almost 30 feet, and my boss thought it would be a good idea to drive off the curb. He almost slingshotted me out of the bucket. Scariest moment of my life by far.
Message deleted.
You were up 30 feet in a bucket and
you
dropped
a curve?
And your boss was moving the vehicle? I thought when those buckets were up, they had to have those big arms out to the sides to stabilize it the whole bit.
I think that's only when you're in there by yourself.
Maybe.
Dude,
but that's a bad boss, man.
Because just think about even if you're in your car and you drive off a curb, how like much the suspension just boom.
If I do that even in an SUV where it doesn't like or anything like that, my wife is still just acts like she's falling off the side of the earth. Oh God! Oh Lord!
It's warranted.
It's fine.
Those scary feelings are warranted.
I feel like if he did go flying out of it, it would have been like a scene out of Monty Python where they're catapulting the cow.
Those movies.
Well, glad you're okay, buddy, man. That is
yes. Thank you for the call, Nick. I'm glad you didn't die.
So my biggest dick move that I ever did in high school, we would skip school my senior year and just drive around because we were dumb.
What else was there to do?
Idiots. I missed 50 days of school my senior year.
Just driving around?
Just driving around. 50 days. I got removed from office. I was impeached from being a class officer.
Oh,
because
my
I missed
gosh.
So many
you and
days.
Trump.
No, they removed me, though. No, they, not only was I impeached, they removed
did
me.
Did you storm the cafeteria?
Yes.
I did not.
Make pizza day great again.
But what we would do is the days that, like, the telephone company would be out or the guys in the bucket trucks, they would have their cones set out. And we would drive by, and my friend's 92 or 93 emerald green Dodge Shadow.
Hell yes.
And we would lean out the window and grab all the cones as we were going.
I never knew that those cones or whenever you're around any construction area or whatever, I didn't realize that they weren't hard cones a lot of the time.
Soft.
They're soft and they smush. Mm-hmm. So whenever they're in like the bags, they kind of look, it looks like a Mary Poppins style bag. Like you're just like popping them out.
Have you seen? I hadn't seen that until I don't know a month ago on social media.
We had
media.
To have seen the same video then.
And yeah, there's some guys setting up for and it was like a clown car. It was just like they kept pulling them out of the bag like magic. And you're like, how is that possible?
Never knew
I think
that.
That's a newer thing because like the old school cones that Mahoney's talking about, they were like rubber, but and so you could run them over and not mess up your car, but they were still like pretty solid rubber cones.
Oh.
Yeah, I hit somebody with one of those. We would, you know, be dumb teenagers and you'd hit them with cones. My wife, so obviously she works in a school and is in charge of buying
kids.
Things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's her only sole priority.
She's just chart. Her job's just buying things at the school.
It's not the kids.
One of the things she blew my mind with the other day was how expensive cones are. I'm like, she's like, do you know how expensive cones are? I'm like, they can't be that expensive. And then she's like, no, I just bought like 24 cones for her parking lot. And it was an obscene amount of money.
$1,100.
Dude, it's like, why are cones? It's like the market is cornered on cones.
Because where else are you going to go? Is there multiple places to get cones? Probably not.
Is there a monopoly on cones?
Yeah. There is.
Also,
really?
I had a friend that used to keep a cone in his trunk to save parking spaces for himself.
Oh, what a
I mean, total douchebag, but also what a boss move. Because he lived in Chicago, and...
Oh, they'll beat your ass for that.
Yeah, well, because they like, if you shovel your parking place and then somebody else comes and takes
that's
it.
He just put a
big old cone there. It worked.
No, but that's you can't. You put anything. You put a chair. You put a credenza.
Yeah, but a chair's on the same.
A credenza.
You put anything you got laying around.
Put a nice succulent plant there.
Anything goes. One of those old school roller desks, you know, that have like the little dome. No,
I'm into the slutty plants.
You're writing a letter to somebody important.
Yeah, beautiful fern.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Which foods should we never consume at buffets? And why?
Message deleted.
At the what?
At buffets. And the my problem with buffets is that I always end up eating like a drunk toddler. What am I doing with crab legs and Jello on the same plate?
Oh no,
what am I doing?
That's a great combination. Don't you crap on crab legs and Jello? That is a great combination. The worst thing.
Prime rib and pudding. Like what? Why am I such a trash bucket?
Yeah.
What's wrong with me?
Roast beef
so
and tapioca pudding all over my body.
Why are we like that? I feel like the one time, there is a fantastic story, and I don't know if we really have time to tell it, but one of my favorite buffet stories is of one of our friends, Jay, and he decided to go with you, Mahoney, to a buffet for lunch. Like
To be fair, we were checking out this buffet because my another friend of mine in radio was having his wedding at this hotel and wanted to know if it was good enough for all the guests when they got there.
So they sent in the expert.
They did.
That's right.
Okay, so now I need to know. Now I need to elaborate. Okay, so you're going to be able to tell it better than me, but essentially what I want to know is what did he eat for the inevitable poop soups to happen?
So... what happened was we ended up eating there, and it was a good buffet. I was like, yeah, hey, it's for cost per person. It's probably pretty reasonable. It's not bad. It's not great, but it's not bad. But we're driving back to the radio station, me, him, and one other guy, and he's like, we're probably 5 minutes from the radio station, not far at all. And he's like, dude, you got to pull over. Dude, you have to pull over right now. He's like, stop. You have to stop at any place. My stomach is going nuts. And so we were in a not super nice part of town.
In the backseat, like,
Turned over, like, on his side. And
wait, hang on. Have you already given the review to your friend that, yes, this will work great for your wedding? Did you go back and retract it?
No, luckily COVID happened, so the wedding got pushed.
Oh, thankfully.
And they eloped.
Thankfully.
But we stopped, so my buddy driving stops at a Starbucks, and we're not in a great part of town, and it's one of those Starbucks where you got to buy something before you get the bathroom code. So
and he's
negotiating. They're negotiating with him.
He's already touching cloth. Oh, and he's begging for
touching
a key.
Touching cloth, little turtle head, like, hey.
And he's begging for a bathroom key.
Please.
Stephen Mahoney, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So I know there's a lot of stuff on social media where it makes you feel lesser than, because, I mean, I don't know if your algorithm is the same as mine, Audrey, but I'll be scrolling through and it's just a bunch of, like, yachts and supercars.
It's what you like.
Yeah, but I mean, I am definitely overserved on the amount of, like, ridiculous boats that I'll never be able to afford.
All my feed is dogs and food. I've got basset hounds, golden retrievers, dachshunds, an occasional Great Dane. And then food.
You would probably think that I was a lesbian by how many half-naked women are on mine, but because I'm like on fit,
stuff.
And a lot of like motivational quotes.
Oh, you douche! But look, whatever inspires you, right? The reason why I bring up though about like having money and also knowing that no matter how much money you have, you'll never have that kind of money, because there's nothing I can do in this life outside of hitting the lottery.
Which will never happen. No.
To have a super yacht, right?
But. You can't win if you don't play.
That's true. That's true. The reason why I bring up having money and not understanding like how people have this much extra cash laying around to be paying people to do this, standing in line for rich people is a career now.
Oh, yeah. That's been a thing for a while.
Yeah?
Oh,
yes. Has?
Yes, man. This has been a thing for a long time. I mean, since the release of the Apple II.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it used to be concert tickets back in the day, and it still kind of is. But this has been a thing for at least a decade plus.
Remember Loop Daddy, Mark Ribley?
Oh, yeah.
God, I always forget how to say his last name.
But he made a bunch of money.
So he ended up, it was the early, maybe even like iPhone 1 or whatever.
The iPhone 4.
So he was standing in line, been waiting all day. He was doing one of those camping things. This is before he became who he is now, right? And a lady just came up and was like, hey, I'll pay you $1,000 to let me in line or whatever.
It was like, I think it was more than that.
And she wanted to buy every iPhone in the store. Well, you only had, it was like a one per person type of deal.
Which is
so
great.
She ended up giving him $1,000 and ended up not getting a single iPhone other than one in the store. And he was like, so I got a free phone.
Yeah, he went in the back of the line and still made it up in time because they had a one phone per person or two phone per person thing. Ended up getting it. And now.
He's Loop Daddy.
Dude, I need to get some of them robes. Like, I want to live that robe.
That's how you look luxurious. Even if you don't have a yacht, Dave,
that's
where you need to start. Get a robe.
But robe life, Dave.
But he looks good in robes.
Because he's in shape.
Right, yeah. Like me in a robe, you're just like, could we get more cloth?
No, I feel like most people
you
look
can
better
get one
in
that
a robe.
Looks like really long. You like can get a really long robe.
But then it's sort of like the Hugh Hefner thing, and that's...
I don't know. Not anymore. Unless you're getting like a red
That's like a smoking
robe.
Jacket bah. Robe. Yeah. Nah, man. I'm just talking about like a
like
Loop Daddy robe.
Can we just talk about for a second how much more manly men of the future or past generations were than the future generations and current? Because like dudes just used to have a smoking robe. Like, hey, I'm going to go ahead and light up this cigar in my house, but I don't want to smell like it, so I'm just going to put a robe on.
Dave,
everything else can just deal with it.
Is that more manly?
I mean,
I don't know if that really constitutes as more manly. I feel like that's, if anything, that's like a little bit more 2022.
Yeah, these guys didn't address their feelings. They, you know, they drank away everything. They all sorts of trauma.
I'm here for all that.
Meanwhile, I feel like me
feelings?
Being able to admit that I cried during Panchenko on Apple TV many times. I feel like, you know, I'm just in touch and in tune with myself, so I feel like that makes me more manly.
You are a crier, huh?
I'm emotional. I'm very empathetic.
Aww.
Very empathetic.
Aw, you feel things. Dave, do you cry?
I cried hard during Spider-Man 3.
You did?
Hard.
Dave,
hard
do you
one.
Cry?
That was a hard
are
one.
Are you a crier?
Nah, give me some scotch, you bitch.
Cover your ears.
So there's a lot of musical talent out there, some which is incredible that really needs to be discovered. Others maybe don't need to be discovered, but
Dave,
that's not going to stop us.
Every future superstar that we are going to hear on the radio or see in concert is going to be found online from here on out. Like, I mean, you're born on this day, here on out. That's where all the musicians are going to be found.
I mean, almost certainly, right? I mean, there's some of the outliers, right? I mean, the past generation, even American Idol was huge.
Oh, yeah.
But you got to think that American Idol was huge really before the internet came along.
Yeah.
And was as prevalent as it is now.
Never forgetting Dunkelman.
Oh.
Never forget.
Old Dunkelman.
Seacrest got him good.
He sure did.
That's sneaky son of a bitch. But, Dave, we here at the Dave and Mahoney Show have always been fans of propping up new artists.
Yeah, we go mining. We find different artists on YouTube. Many of these cover songs that are big popular songs only have in between 8 and 16 views. That's not going to stop us from exposing you to them, though. You guys trying to figure out what they are in 30 seconds. Audrey, you have the option. You want to go first or second on the first one? You should go second.
I should go second.
Yeah. I don't know if that's right. I'm just going to say that I think Mahoney has a better crack at this first one. So that's not collusion because, Mahoney, I think you have a real good shot of getting the first one, okay?
Okay.
So 30 seconds. Here we go. Best of luck to you. You're trying to figure out the song and the artist for a full point. That is tricky.
Jeez. So I'm at a bit of a disadvantage today to begin with because I slept with my AirPods in, and I think the AirPod damaged my left ear, which is already my bad ear, because it's like I think I rolled over onto it and it like dug into my eardrum.
Mm-hmm.
So my eardrum's been, I think it's bruised right now, so I'm having trouble hearing.
All right, enough with the excuses. Do we want to hear
you
it one more
like
time?
You sound like Tito Ortiz at a post-fight press conference. Tell me more about your L2 and your L4.
Do we want to hear it one more time, Mahoney?
I'm fought with a broken back. My back's broken.
I'll play the last like 8 seconds, okay? Let's see if this helps.
Spinal.
That
wasn't enough time.
I don't know who that is. I'm going to pass.
It's not really a pass, but...
Can I hear it again?
You want to hear...
Not the whole thing.
That was terrible.
It's just...
If you don't know it by now, it's like...
I'll play you the first 8 seconds.
No, nothing.
Nothing. Even everyone in chat, so Ned, very close, guessed Dragula. That was Living Dead Girl by Rob Zombie.
I was trying to hear some kind of, I couldn't even hear lyrics. I couldn't hear words, nothing in there. Interesting.
Yeah, Paisley said Living Dead Girl.
Good job, guys.
Too muffled.
Fantastic.
Okay,
in the
so
chat, twitch.tv.
No points. Audrey, you get the first crack at this one.
Bounce in the mosh pit. Throw your hands up. Throw your hands up. Throw your hands up. Throw your hands up.
Hands up and hands down.
Is that saliva? Click, click, boom.
Oh my God.
No.
What is that?
You should be ashamed. That is Limp Bizkit and Roland.
Yes.
Like, they're so different.
They are
like,
very
they're so different.
They're so different.
Like, click, click, boom.
How dare
and
you?
Break stuff are so vastly different.
Roland, hello.
Keep rolling.
Fred Durst and Josie Scott, two very distinct.
Put your hands up. Put your hands down. Listen, that was dumb. I want a redo. Everybody in chat's so mad at me.
Yes,
they should be ashamed.
I wasn't in my Limp Bizkit era whenever he was peak, you know? Like, I was still a tot listening to Britney Spears.
Oh, don't give us that nonsense.
I was so young. I was so young.
Fred Durst was literally sitting next to Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears, according to Eminem.
Yes, at
the MTV Movie Awards.
Music Awards.
Okay, here we go, Mahoney. You have 1 point. You get the first crack at this one. You can win right here. That's enough there.
It's Blink 182 and I want to turn the lights on. Carry me home. I can't even think of the name of the song.
Okay. So that opens the door for Audrey to come back here in the bonus round.
Okay.
You get a half point, but Audrey, you have to get it.
I'm just talking out loud here.
It's Blink 182.
It's either What's My Age Again?
No, it's not that.
Or First Date.
It's not that either. It's neither of those.
You guys.
It's neither of those.
I
know the video. It's where they dressed up as like the Backstreet Boys, right?
No.
No?
No, that's not that one. I don't know.
You have to get a half point here.
Okay, I have to get a half point. I'm going to say.
Now that you're newly single, what you don't want to see is all the
small things.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you know, we're not body shaming.
No, we're not. Yeah, you know what? Yeah. What All right. Here we go, Audrey. You get the first crack at this one. Okay, here we go.
I take in my vows and my curtain calls. You brought me fame, fortune, and everything that goes with it. Thank you all. A band of bed of roses. Pleasure's cruise. I consider it a challenge before the whole human race, and I ain't gonna lose.
We are the champions, queen.
That may be the worst cover we've ever heard.
I had to take my headphones off. That was so bad.
That was pretty bad.
I'm glad my hearing in my left ear is gone right now.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. Love your show. Listen every morning. I was wondering if you think that the pandemic has people kind of, for lack of a better word, grumpier, a little more short-tempered, a little nastier. I mean, there's always been a Karen out there, but I don't remember so many people being so mean.
Message deleted.
I think it's twofold. I mean, certainly, we were actually talking about this earlier. There is a bunch of people that went through a very, very stressful time these past couple of years and kind of forgot how to communicate, it feels like.
Well,
but then also, like, the people that are acting out and acting like boobs, the information just travels so much faster. Like, you know, even 5, maybe 10 years ago, certainly, that Karen in Central Park that was yelling at that guy, we would never would have seen that.
Central Park Karen?
Yeah, but now everything, you know, it goes social and viral on the internet when somebody does lose their cool.
Well, I think that there's a difference, though, between losing your cool and I think what we've seen coming out of the pandemic being, like, there's a lot of studies that have been done over solitary confinement. Whenever you are alone in your home or in jail or wherever, it breaks your psyche. It truly does. And we were locked in our home for like a year. And yeah. Some people were even scared beyond that. Once a lot of the mandates had been lifted and we were able to kind of go back and exist out and about again, you know, people had that hesitance to do that. And I think that it broke people.
Yeah. I agree. And it's what I have
Will
to
Smith them.
What I have to continue to remind myself of is I weathered the pandemic fine. I mean, obviously COVID destroyed me. I spent 10 days in a hospital. That was a scary moment for me, pre-vaccine, all of that. You know, I got the OG COVID, and it destroyed me. And that was a scary moment for me. But Almost literally killed me. But the thing that I was able to handle, like, being at home. I don't mind being at home. I actually was thriving.
You loved it.
I didn't hate it. So, like, it didn't, like, I know... For me, personally, coming out of it, I go, I'm fine. And actually, I feel a little bit better because I've lost weight and I'm kind of getting my health in focused a little bit more. But what I have to constantly remind myself is that this did affect a lot of people mm-hmm. in a negative way. And I'm just trying to be kinder as a whole because of it. Because, again, I don't know how other people handled it, and I don't think most handled it like we did.
I mean, the stress
is real.
The bend till you break. I mean, there's only so much stress that a person can take before you really do break. And I think that that's also why you're seeing a lot of people who are just not putting up with it anymore. If you're a Karen and you're going out and you're going into somebody's space, say, like, if it is an essential worker, we have Edge in our chat said, don't forget about essential workers. Whenever you are, you know, experiencing whatever stressors you have in your life, and you go up to somebody who's a cashier, if you go up to somebody who is working in a fast food restaurant or in a grocery store, wherever, they have not stopped working whenever you've had the opportunity to be home.
Yeah.
And I say opportunity because a lot of times that people take that for granted, I think, too.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, on the other end of that.
Well, a lot of people, I mean, I know that certainly I did this. I mean, like, just drinking a lot, you know, sitting at home, drinking a lot. You put on weight, you don't feel good about yourself, and then you go back out into the world. And
Your job sucks.
Yes.
I mean,
there's all this expectation that everything's supposed to be fine now because we're coming out of the pandemic. Like, a lot of people did look at Will Smith and go, what a douchey thing to do, but I kind of understand it because... Not that what he did was acceptable in any way, but a lot of people are acting like that, and a lot of people are feeling like that and just choose not to act on it.
It really is, and I don't mean it as a cop-out, but truly, we are seeing the effects of monumental societal stress on people.
Yeah.
I mean, we have gone through so much, and again, this isn't a cop-out.
A million people died in this country from COVID.
It's not a cop-out. Be better.
Friends, loved ones, all that stuff.
Do things, and if you're in a toxic relationship, get out of it, because that's another added stressor, Will. But I think that there are not necessarily more Karens. I think that there's just, a lot of broken people.
And Mahoney, you had a great point. Be kind.
Yeah.
Be the change.
I'm a piece of garbage, but I'm trying to be less of a piece of garbage.
Good for you.
Overall, because
when that guy flipped you off the other day, you didn't kill him.
Look at you. I didn't call that progress.
Did you regret? Did you go? Well, no. I guess that is progressing.
That is progression. But I also look at it the fact that, like, you know, a lot of jobs sucked. There's so many people in our industry who flamed out because of they had bad bosses, the way they were being treated, and they didn't have a support system to lean on. We did. That was the thing, you know. Like Dave and I have talked about this many times on the show before. Like, we would have probably been out of this business years ago if it wasn't for each other.
Yeah,
because the stuff that they tried to put us through and have been through. If you don't have a strong support system, it's almost impossible. I couldn't have done it, and for that I'm grateful. And not everybody. That's what I remind myself. Not everybody has that.
On the other hand, I didn't need you at all.
I'm
kidding.
Should the underwear you wear while you sleep be different from the underwear you wear during the day?
Message deleted.
Absolutely. If you're not changing your underwear multiple times a day,
two to three times a day,
stink.
What are you talking about? Well, how stinky is your undercarriage, lady?
No, man, you have to have fresh. Yeah, I shower.
But you're a night shower.
Yes.
I don't change my underwear, and I'll wear those
used ass drawers.
What do you think?
You got to change.
Rolling into your bed with those drawers been touching your ass for hours
on
end.
There is no better feeling than like it is just so. It's just if I can put on new clothes at any point. It's not just necessarily
underwear. Is covered all day by my.
But your ass
pants.
Is touching your ass directly.
My ass is not that
your
rank.
Your ass is the dirtiest thing on you. It doesn't
matter. I change my shirt. Like, I change any clothes that
I'm
touching.
And how good does it feel when you change your shirt?
Not that good.
So then why do you do it?
It's normal.
It's part of your routine?
Yes, it's part of the routine. It's like my driving age.
You are such a routine guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so you do it not even just to fill the thing that you do every day. It doesn't serve a purpose? Is that what you're saying?
I mean... Like,
you do it every day, so you do it. It doesn't ever.
If I like work out at the gym or something like that, and you know, I'm showering after that, I'm changing after that. I'm not wearing those.
Sure.
But if it's just like a day where I'm sitting at my desk working, like I'm not that ripe where I need to change.
What
my
it has
underwear.
Nothing to do. Don't flip the script. It has nothing to do with ripeness.
Yeah,
it has everything
like it.
To
just
do
fresh.
With just
like
fresh and comfort. Like if I want to feel clean. Oh, like that's how I feel clean. It has nothing to do with
that. Just means
the ripeness
dirty.
Of
no. It's okay.
No, don't
if
you
you're
flip
dirty,
this?
If you're dirty down there, that's fine.
Don't you flip this? Maybe I'm
Dave's
dirty. They sell better.
Yeah, you guys were talking about John Deere tractors costing $1 million and GPS and all this computer crap in them. I've been farming for 50 some years. I don't have all that computer crap. And John Deere's not the only one doing it. All this computer crap is for the younger generation that can't get to find their way out of the bathroom without being plugged at the hip to their GPS on their phone.
Message deleted.
I want that guy to just tell me stories about
what
olden days.
What did he even say? I'm from the South, and he was so mumbly that I couldn't.
He's from the Midwest.
I just couldn't understand him. He was just very low and slow.
He just said he's been farming for 50 years. He doesn't need all of the newfangled technology.
Okay.
But my man, what we were talking about with those John Deere tractors is they have ones that drive themselves.
Yeah,
like, but you don't have to go get in them.
But you have to pay like licensing fees and like it's such an absolute racket. But I love what I want to do. If I had more free time, I want to just hang out at like Elks Lodges and VFWs and just listen to stories from old people, man. Like, I love story. Like, there's so much to be learned from life experience from dudes like that. Like, and I just don't come across them in my daily life.
I know. It's hard to find. I can just imagine like all of us, all three of us going to an Elks Lodge and like Mahoney just soaking in these stories while enjoying a cigar and Audrey's drinking. Like, I sell my panties.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So it happened the other day. I've got this little upstairs area in my house where I see people walking down the street. And normally it's just, you know, they're just sort of briefly walking by and don't pay any attention to it. But I saw this lady who was out walking her dog, and she had one of the little poop bags, as you're supposed to, right? Mm-hmm. But she let her dog poop in somebody else's, like, rocks, which is kind of like, poop's kind of hard
and
to
rocks?
Get out. Yeah, which is
especially
weird.
Especially if you, like, depending on where you live in the country, like, if it's desert scaped,
right?
There's rocks.
Where was the dog supposed to poop instead?
I don't know. I mean, it just seemed, because, I mean, there's grass around.
Rocks,
like, it just seemed
makes it
strange for rocks.
But it becomes turd rain.
But that's not the part that got me. She picked up the poop, and then she put it into the neighbor's trash can, like, not her trash can. Just the closest one to her.
I've had this happen in my house as well.
This was on trash day before the trash came, which made it less egregious.
It's getting hot, soup poop.
No, it's not egregious if it's on the day of pickup and trash has not been picked up yet.
Okay, so
I feel like anything's fair game at that point.
Really? You would be fine with somebody putting whatever
if it's
into
in
your
a
trash
bag.
Can.
It's if you just threw it straight in, that's a different story. But if it's bagged up and you threw it in there, then I is much of a, you know, negative Nancy as I can be in those circumstances, that one would not bug me. If you threw it in there after trash had been picked up or without the bag, then that becomes an issue. But if it's bagged and trash hasn't been picked up and it is trash day, I think it's fair game.
Edith said it's a trash can. So let me ask you this, because I've actually had this happen before. Like, when my kids will have a birthday party, that we have a excessive amount of trash that comes with that, because, you know, they're opening presents and just, you know, the ins and outs of paper plates and plastic cups and all that stuff. Is it okay if you have your trash can and it's full to just go throw excess trash in your neighbor's trash can on trash day?
No.
That's not okay.
That's different.
You literally just said
It's a slightly different circumstance.
It's poop. I would feel like poop's worse.
One is not, like, because you don't know what if they're coming out later.
True.
To fill it up. Like, the poop is not, it's even a Great Dane, if it was to poop, it would only be a very small amount. But if you don't know. That's the thing. You don't know what they're going to, because I, many times, will bring stuff out right before the trash gets there to throw into my trash can. And if my trash can was full for my neighbor's stuff, that's where it becomes a problem. That's why I would have an issue with that. Something very, very small, like a small bag of poop right before, that's fine. But anything larger than that, like what I do, I bring it up to the station. I bring it up to work, like, because I have...
Yeah, but you put smelly, gross trash in your car?
No, what he does is, like, when he went on his little monitor kick and he bought those huge-ass monitors, and he bought nine of them, he'll bring the empty boxes. He'll load them into his car and then drive them up to the radio station and then throw them in the dumpster here.
Yeah, because that thing never gets filled.
I feel like it's a fireable offense.
That's not. I asked our engineer. He said it was cool.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You did.
Go ask him.
I will ask him.
He said it was okay for me to do that.
Tracy, I'm sure, is listening right now. I would love to hear what he has to say.
He said it was fine.
That.
I asked him, like, what is it, like 8 months ago when I started
you
doing
it? You asked him 8 months ago if it's fine that you bring your excess trash up here.
And he said it was okay.
Did he?
Yeah. He did. I got the A-OK from our engineer.
I
need.
Alberto called me snitching Farrah. I'm just saying that there's a trash can etiquette, and I don't know where the line is. To be clear, I did not throw anything in my neighbor's trash can. I found some excess stuff that could be in the bulk bin for the following week, and I just put it in the garage and just stored it in there
because
I couldn't bring myself to do it.
So am I the only one who does this? But, like, because we have a trash bin and a recycling bin that's the same size as my trash can, just has a different color lid.
Yeah,
I just throw. I will load. I will keep boxes in my house for an extra week if I just because I hate breaking them down. There's nothing in this world that I hate more. The biggest first world problem that exists in my life is breaking down boxes from stuff I've bought on the internet.
I
hate
it.
I don't. I just throw them straight into the trash can.
Into the trash can.
Try to stack them inside of each other to, you know, be the most efficient.
Yeah.
Well, you don't just break them down and then fold them up and put them
in? That's so much work.
That's not a lot of work.
That's a lot of work, man.
You don't. You really don't enjoy punching the bottom of a box.
No, I've cut. You get a cardboard cut? I've had so many cardboard cuts.
That's it. That's the reason why I don't want to do it.
What kind of soft-ass hands are we dealing with over here?
Very soft.
I moisturize these bitches.
I don't do it. I don't do it. I won't touch it.
Yeah, cardboard cuts are the worst.
Even opening it to get into the box sometimes, and it's the noise too, like the whole experience.
If you're talking about noises,
and then like
styrofoam in a box, it's giving me, I'm getting goosebumps right now just from it.
The serotonin that I get whenever boxes and things are like that are delivered to my door is peak. I love getting deliveries, but the whole experience surrounding around the whole unboxing, I don't watch those videos because of that. The noises, the whole opening of the cardboard, the slicing with the, I don't even have a box cutter, by the way. So I'm out here just like stabbing it with kitchen utensils, sometimes a spoon, whatever is closest. And it's chaos, and I just don't like it.
I
have a sharp key. Our office key is actually a really sharp key.
That's a good key.
I use a chopstick.
Sometimes a knife. But you guys will take a full-ass box.
Throw it in the recycling bin.
Unbroken down.
Unbroken down.
100%.
Your lives are chaos.
Yes, and that's
fine. Efficient.
Not efficient. That's terrible.
What's the most random thing that you've ever used to open a box? Never mind.
Yo! Fast food freakouts.
If I wasn't in this car, man, I'd come in there and kick your ass.
Ma'am, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
So fast food freakouts are something that you see on a semi-regular basis only in fast food restaurants. There's nowhere else that you're going, I don't think, per capita, Mahoney, where you're seeing as many freakouts as you are in a fast food restaurant.
I mean, people are in a hurry. They're impatient. And most of all, I have a hypothesis. A lot of it's just hanger, man. I think people are hungry and angry, and that's when it boils over. Because my wife will ask me on a regular basis, she's like, do you not love me anymore? And the only time she asks me that is when I am very, very hungry.
So it's
she's
just
like, you don't hate me. You're
just hungry.
You're just hungry. And I'm like, yeah.
I think this first one is definitely a situation of hanger. And you guys are working on this together, so feel free to talk it out. Okay?
We got this, Mahoney.
This is a woman that was upset that a DoorDash order was given out before hers. So she's at the restaurant. DoorDash order goes out before hers. And this is the result.
Go ahead, write a review on Yelp.
What do you saw? Why is writing Yelp? When someone in the restaurant's eating, you give them their food first, not to the DoorDash.
Bye.
Bye, Felicia.
Have a nice day.
You too, raggedy
up. You're arguing with a high schooler.
Pretty good back and forth, though, between the staff and her. I mean,
like,
it was
trying to be hit by Felicia. Like, okay.
That was 1991.
Wow. But the lady who was barking was clearly older, right? Yeah. So, I don't know. I didn't hear any, like, clues other than there was some slight echo. It kind of sounded a little empty.
DoorDash, I believe they have, like, most McDonald's now, I believe, have an outside drop-off for that. But she could be talking about somebody taking it out to one of them, though.
DoorDashes were
sent in earlier than you got there.
You know,
they ordered ahead. It's like a reservation. It's like when you see somebody walking into a restaurant before you, turns out they may have had a reservation.
Burger King, B, McDonald's, C, Popeyes.
Not a Popeyes.
Burger King.
Nobody's DoorDashing Popeyes.
Oh, no.
I think it's a Burger King. I'm with you.
Burger King.
I think we're going
Burger King is incorrect.
It's McDonald's.
McDonald's, yeah.
Man, we should have gone with our gut. We always do this. Okay, next time. We're going to get it next time.
Okay, here we go. Second one. This is two guys full-on fighting, reasons unknown.
Okay.
Let's have a listen.
Damn, why are they fighting?
Stop it. Come on, right.
Oh, damn. Are they in this bump? They were just in here wrestling like a mother. They're good now, though.
Okay.
That guy should be calling every UFC ever.
Yeah. Oh, damn, they bump it.
Solid commentary, my friend.
Is that A, White Castle, B, Churches, or C, Del Taco?
Oh. I've never been inside a Church's. I've always just done drive-thru.
I've never eaten inside of a Church's either. It's
so
always
a
drive-thru.
I don't know. And so is that
I don't think people go inside
that's
Church's.
That's what I was just going to ask.
I don't think they do. I think you're right.
Except for on Sundays.
Oh, well. Dave, stop. Well,
that's because Chick-fil-A's closed.
Leave the puns to this man to my right here.
That was
leave
a good pun. No one goes Mahoney. Into churches except for on Sundays. It's because Chick-fil-A closed. That's a 1-2 punch just like that. Clap.
There we go. I think if White Castle was involved, the I think the... well, I feel like you're most likely to be inside during it in a White Castle because, again, Del Taco falls into that category. I'm driving through
yeah.
when, you know, I've been out all night long. So I think we go White Castle.
Okay. I'm gonna follow your lead.
And I feel like if you're going to wrestle anybody anywhere, a White Castle is probably the place.
Also, you're going to be least surprised to see a fight break out inside of a White Castle.
The only restaurant I've ever seen a fight happen in or a fast food restaurant I've seen personally 3 feet from me was a White Castle. So I'm going White Castle.
Nice move.
Both of you correct. Well done. Well
done. And it sounded like it had open spaces.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Wide open spaces.
Didn't have those like little
to make
person
big mistakes.
Plenty of room to wrestle. All right, third and final one. You guys have one correct, one incorrect. So you get the victory here if you get this last one right. This is a man that is upset over the price of his order.
What did
How
you
much
say?
Was it? I'm sorry.
$39.49.
Hell no.
$39?
Yeah.
No, we're not my window. How much is it?
$39.49.
What the? You trying to rob me? I ain't paying that. What a load of horse. $39. Why don't I just give you my old wallet? Your logo sucks. Bullshit, man.
Oh my God.
Thank you. You can go.
Your logo sucks.
Did you catch the end there? She goes, thank you. You can go.
Okay, thank you. You can go.
She's a pro.
Yeah.
Okay, so bad logo.
Maybe higher end fast food place because she did have composure about her. That speaker didn't sound broken either.
Mm.
And if we're talking a $39 price point, you and I both know.
Is it going to be Chick-fil-A?
It's probably not Chick-fil-A, but Jack in a Box jumps up there because I know okay. I've spent $39 at Jack in a Box
what
before.
What are our options, Dave?
Burger King, Taco Bell, or Whataburger?
It's Taco Bell.
I think we go Whataburger.
Oh, because the logo does suck. The
price.
It's just a W. It's just a W.
Yeah, the Taco Bell logo doesn't suck.
No, it's a bell.
Yeah.
It's a sweet bell.
Yeah.
We're all hearing the bell in our
solid
head.
Solid logo. I think this is the people who've never been to Texas or anywhere that has a Whataburger.
And their prices are kind of Whataburger.
Final answer?
Going Whataburger.
Well, is it Whata or a Whata?
Whata.
Whataburger.
Like Whataburger, that is.
Whataburger.
Dude, they're spicy ketchup.
Whata.
The best condiment in fast food, period.
Whataburger, overrated.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
Do you love it when you see people that kind of deserve it? Have bad things happen to them?
Karma, man. It yeah. is a what I don't necessarily believe in a lot of things, but I do 1,000% believe the universe is held together in some way, shape, or form by karma. Bad people, bad things end up eventually catching up with bad people.
So I don't know if this guy was a bad guy to begin with, but the story, I'm sort of like, man, I'm kind of glad he didn't get his $1 million. A pizza delivery driver believes that he deserves a cut of the winnings from his friend's $1 million lottery prize, but they didn't give him any. So this guy's from Ontario in Canada, and he's suing 16 of his friends for $70,000 plus other costs, accusing them of stealing his dreams.
Did he go in on the ticket?
That's the part. So he claims he was the 17th winner as part of the syndicate. But as it turns out, this group of friends would, in fact, all buy a lottery ticket. They would all be a part of it. And this guy would never pay his $10 into it. And everyone would just be like, all right, we'll let it fly.
If
nah,
you didn't
man.
Pay
nah,
in
man.
And won,
nope.
Nah, man.
Nah. Nah.
If you didn't pay in.
And if you're a habitual.
Yeah.
If you're a habitual not payer, nah.
Then period. Because if there is 16 people vouching against you,
yeah.
then the odds
splitting
are you're
it,
in the wrong.
And splitting it 16 ways versus 17 ways is not that big of a
it's
difference.
Pennies to the dollar.
So what happened is at the time of the win, he had a tab of $30 because there was three that he hadn't paid for. Mm-hmm. And the organizer said, you have to repay that plus $10 to stay in the group. And he said, oh, I thought that you were joking about having to repay. It's like,
oh,
no,
no, no, no, no. Okay, so if they've got receipts, quite literally, yeah. of the guy's lack of payment, then he has no
this
argument.
Guy's a tool.
He has yeah. no argument.
This is why they left you out. It would be one thing if it was like, you know, if you're on like a group chat on your phone.
Yeah.
There's always a group chat minus you on the side
going
on.
That's not all the time.
Every time
okay,
there
so,
is.
Okay, so here's the tea, is that if there's not a group,
time.
There's not a group chat going on without you, there are people who you know are going to side with you that you'll side message. It's not necessarily like a group chat, but like you'll side message one person and be like, this person's an idiot.
Wait, hang on, y'all have a group chat that I'm not part of?
Yeah, me and Audrey.
Yeah.
Mostly talk about how stupid you are.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Why?
Because...
I don't understand why.
Glitz,
glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So over the past few days, everyone's been talking about what happened with Dave Chappelle getting tackled on stage. And we can all agree that the guy that did it, huge douchebag, right? I mean, like, crazy, what are you doing? Absolutely nuts. But the district attorney in Los Angeles has declined to put felony charges on it. And there was a couple of people, namely Joe Rogan, that was on social media saying, well, this is the reason that people lose trust in law enforcement because he's not being hit with felony charges. And I disagree with that take. I think it's a crappy take. And the reason why is because he listed out, well, like, oh, it's a big event. He's a high-profile guy. He's a beloved comedian. But that doesn't change, like, how the law views you, right? Like, mm-hmm. if you're a celebrity, it doesn't matter. The law should still apply to everyone the same. If this guy had pulled out the knife and tried to stab him, that's different, right? That's attempted murder, everything else. He tackled him. And
I still feel like that's...
Felony charges?
Yeah.
Felony?
Yeah.
So if you tackle somebody in public, you should be a felon?
I mean, with the intent to hurt, yeah. I think so. Yeah. I disagree.
He,
I disagree with Rogan's take on
if
this is why you
him.
lose. This is why you
faith
lose
in law enforcement.
Well, then why
no,
did
I,
Will
I,
get
I lost,
in trouble?
I
why
lose,
isn't Will a felon?
Right. Will Smith should be a felon.
I lose. I mean,
Will Smith did
a felony charges.
Keep your hands, felony.
What That's we learn extreme. In kindergarten needs to be applied to when we're adults. Keep your damn hands to
yes,
yourself.
You should
violence
get in trouble for
has
it.
No place.
It's not black and white. There,
but it's
there's
not
misdemeanors.
Necessarily a felony
there's
charge.
There's felons and. Yeah, there's a big swing there, right? There's a whole bunch of privileges that you lose if you're a felon. And what he did was extraordinarily stupid, and he should be punished for
I think
for
if there
it.
Were other guys
a felony?
That weren't there.
I think that we put jail. We put people in jail for really idiotic, long-term things. Like, people who are going to jail and have been in jail for years for marijuana.
Non-violent offenses.
I have
but
zero,
they become
zero,
felons.
Zero time for that.
Okay, so but you're
but,
saying that that is violence, equates like, to tackling somebody?
It's
felony
intent.
Charge is extreme.
I don't think so.
First off, you can't prosecute somebody on intent. You have to actually prosecute them based on what they did.
Yeah,
and there's a difference between whether or not Dave Chappelle
got hurt.
What if
Dave blew out his ACL?
Well, then that's different.
It's still the same intent behind it.
No,
I believe it is.
If I hit somebody and Chris Rock takes it like a champ and basically makes a joke about it, that's one thing. If I hit somebody and it kills them, it's a different charge.
I think if you put your hands on somebody, that should be a felony.
I think that we in America are just so quick to put a Band-Aid on the problem. Putting somebody in jail for tackling someone on stage
this
and slapping a
deranged.
Felony charge
this
to it.
This dude's deranged. He probably needs a 5150.
Felony is just way too extreme.
I am for protecting everybody. Just keep your hands to yourself.
It just doesn't work like
as
that.
As adults,
it just shows
that's where we need to be. That's what society is.
We don't disagree on that.
It just shows financial and celebrity bias. If you're sitting here saying,
if that was Dave Chappelle's rich and Dave Chappelle is famous and Dave Chappelle is beloved.
What if it's the same guy tackles your daughter? Like, you want a felony? You
okay,
know?
But
just because Dave.
It's not a felony charge, though.
It should not be. And I feel like that DA is a chump.
No, the argument was being made that it should be a felony charge because Dave Chappelle is famous. And
I don't disagree. I don't agree that it's because he's famous. I believe it's because it's anybody.
So
like, if it was my mom that got tackled, I would.
Will Smith didn't even get escorted out.
You have been in how many fights in your life?
I probably should
have
been arrested.
You would have a felony charge.
No, you should be a felon right now.
But not as an adult, though. Not as an adult. Only time I've ever
been
into
a fight
I was defending myself.
Uh-huh, sure you were.
Yeah. I never randomly attacked anybody.
Did you ever think that maybe that guy was defending himself against Dave Chappelle's jokes?
I don't think so, Dave. I don't think that's how that works, but
I didn't know that Jon Stewart was there as well. Because they were talking about, like, all the celebrities that were backstage were whooping up on this dude, and they're like, no, definitely Jamie Foxx was not whooping this guy's ass. I'm like, I saw whoever was back there was whooping that dude's ass, and he deserved to get his ass whooped.
The pictures of him afterwards looked like someone was doing something.
I just love the fact that, just mentally, because I'm sure it didn't happen, but Jon Stewart in there just dropping bows on this guy.
I would like to see Jon Stewart bust out a old-school Hulk Hogan WWF leg drop finisher. Yeah. That's what I want to see. I would have paid $1 billion to see that.
And what a random fight, like a gaggle of men, just like all sitting there. Jon Stewart, Busta Rhymes, Jamie Foxx, Chris Rock watching because he was there. Like, where was he? He wasn't anywhere near.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I don't even think you can write that in a sketch.
Mount Rushmore of comedy right there, man.
That's right.
All
and you're getting
guys.
Beat up while he allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get beat up by them.
Finally, Mahoney, I know that you're a big fan of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I am.
Doctor Strange.
Yes.
You decided to buy not one, or two tickets because it's you and your mom going, right?
Yeah, anytime I go see a movie, either like opening day or opening week, I go and, you know, there's a place, certain place where I want to sit every time, and I buy all the tickets around the two seats that whoever I'm going with. And my, me and my mom are going to see Doctor Strange after the show today.
That's very sweet. And you bought
eight tickets.
Eight tickets.
Yeah, I bought four in the very back row and four right in front of it.
What?
I hope that somebody sits in one of those seats and you...
Oh, no. I have the tickets for those, and I will have them escorted out.
No, that you confront them.
And I'll have an usher come up and tackle them Dave Chappelle style, and it won't be a felony.
Are y'all drinking beer?
Beer for Breakfast on Alt 107.5 is presented by Big Dogs Brewing Company, supporting local craft beer in Las Vegas since 1993.
Well, I'm ready for you.
Yes, sir. It's
all I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
We have made it to another Friday.
Barely.
All I want to eat is Empire.
And we are drinking amongst friends.
Thank God.
The original. Often imitated, never duplicated. 14 or 15 years running now, the original Beer for Breakfast on the radio, brought to you by Dave and Mahoney.
It is great to be with you friends on a Friday morning, and Mahoney, as you know, my favorite beers, just kind of as a rule, IPAs, and that's what we are featuring today.
Yes, very Dave, and we have, you have been an IPA fan for almost as long as I have. You and I both love IPAs, and today I'm excited to bring you a different style of IPA, not officially recognized by the like Beer Association of America or whatever it's called just yet, but this is what they are referring to as a cold IPA. So we have our normal like IPAs, then there's those West Coast IPAs, which we love so much, that are very piney, and then Audrey loves the either New England style or the hazy IPAs that are known for their very juicy characters, and this one is a cold IPA, and it has nothing to do with the actual, I mean, it is cold because we're drinking it.
As you do.
But that's not why we call it a cold IPA. The beer that we are drinking today is from our friends over there at Big Dogs Brewing. This one is called Chili Dog. Chili with a Y, not an I. So no, like, chili as in, you know, like cowboy-style chili spices. This one has 6.5% alcohol by volume.
Really? It's interesting. Six and a half,
yeah.
Because it drinks, and we'll get to that in a second, but yeah, it just drinks real smooth.
Today being served from a 64-ounce growler. It was generously donated to us by our friends over there at Big Dogs, and it was poured 1 week ago today.
It does taste fresh as well.
It is very fresh. It was brewed and bottled, and it is very, very fresh in front of us. Proper glassware, serve it out of a pint glass. And the five categories in which we rate every single beer here on Beer for Breakfast: look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. Let's take a look at the Big Dogs Brewing Chili Dog.
It is blonde and clear and straight see-through.
It's like you. If there was Audrey in a beer form,
blonde, clear, and straight.
I am so translucent.
It does. It is a tad shade lighter than what you would normally expect from like your West Coast IPAs. Much clearer than the hazy IPAs.
Mm-hmm.
Looks a lot like a Pilsner or a lager. And
it does,
maybe there are some similarities to that for a reason.
Is
so
some foreshadowing?
But a good looking beer all the way around, I would say. It just looks clean. The next category in Beer for Breakfast on the Chili Dog cold IPA from Big Dogs is the smell. Let's take a big whiff.
While you're sniffing, I'm noticing no head.
There was head earlier. It just dissipated very, very quickly. This is not the DJ Khaled of beers.
Okay.
very, very interesting on the smell. And tell me if you guys are getting this. This smells like Cool Ranch Doritos to me.
What?
Is this just my
glass? You have COVID?
No.
You have COVID?
Are you not getting that at all?
Cool Ranch Doritos.
No,
it smells like Kool-Aid. Maybe
you got a dirty,
maybe
funky
I
glass.
Just haven't stuck my nose in a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos in a hot minute. But I mean,
I don't dislike it.
It's not a overpowering nose, but you still do get some of those traditional IPA scents. The hops are there, but they're not overpowering, and there's zero alcohol in the nose of this. What do you get, Audrey?
I just get beer.
Beer.
Like, I mean, it doesn't have any, like, I mean, to be honest, there's no scent profiles that are outstanding. Yeah.
That are overpowering.
Exactly.
Like I said, it's not muted, but it's a very clean
It smells
nose.
Like it looks.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like
it does.
It's not there's not much visual to it, and there's not much scent to
so
it.
So let's move on to our favorite category here on Beer for Breakfast as we drink the Chili Dog Cold IPA from Big Dogs and take a big drink right now and enjoy, friends. It's been a good week. It's good to drink with you. I mean, we made it through. We're employed still. They haven't fired us. Who would have thought?
If it's just my cup, why does my cup smell like Cool Ranch Doritos?
I washed that cup right before we came here. Just take a drink out of
Dave's coming over here. Are you going to let us smell? Oh, gosh.
Take a drink out of the growler.
No, Dave. It doesn't smell like Cool Ranch.
Let me smell your glass.
Smell your hands. Why? Dave's making us all smell the...
your hands smell like lotion. What were you doing this morning?
What were you doing? Are you eating some Cool Ranch?
How I like to start my Friday morning. Don't judge.
Interesting. No, I don't smell Cool Ranch Doritos.
I do not smell Cool Ranch
Doritos. You might have COVID. Stay over there.
No, if I had COVID, I couldn't smell Cool Ranch Doritos.
I mean, it makes your smell funky.
It's very Cool Ranch Doritos.
This tastes almost not like what I was expecting because of the way it looks and the way it smells to me. Uh-huh. It has more flavor. Not like an abundance of flavor.
No, but it has more flavor than you would expect.
It's like one of those don't judge a book by its cover sort of thing.
I would agree by that. I think that's a great description of that, Dave.
Thank you.
You are a more traditional IPA fan. What are your thoughts on this cold IPA?
This is a bathing suit IPA, which is hard to find. Like, this drink's easy. It's light.
Dude, this is...
It is such a good IPA. I'm going to go to the store right after we finish this and buy some because this is the sort of beer that you put into a cooler and take out by the pool, out by the lake, whatever it is, right? It is the perfect beer for that sort of thing.
It has a lot of characteristics that are similar with a lager or a pilsner. I mean, it's got that really clean taste to it that I like, but there is a nice... like I said, there is a good flavor to it, but in a little bit of hops. Not a big hop bite, not your West Coast style hop bite, not big and piney, but it's nice and smooth and there and very balanced. I think you hit the nail on the head, Dave, when you said this is a bathing suit beer. This may be my, for summers, I usually like, the goes style, or I like some of the sours that are out there just because they're more refreshing, they're crisp. Mm-hmm. And my biggest problem with macro lagers is that just there's not enough flavor. This has the right amount of flavor, but it's still very light on the palate, so it really kind of gives you a satisfying drink that makes you want to take another drink. So it's refreshing. It's not heavy. So, even though there's a lot of people out there like Audrey who do like those like New England style IPAs, I feel like those sit heavy, and I can only drink one or two of those.
I like flavor. Sure. I like a lot of flavor.
This one does a nice job of, I feel like this is a perfect like gateway
into
West Coast or into some bigger, bigger flavors.
I would just say IPAs in general. I feel like as a person who doesn't typically gravitate towards IPAs, I can drink this just like you said, Dave, at the cooler pool, a boat beer,
golf beer,
lake beer, and golf beer.
You're gonna have to be careful with this one though,
because it's a little strong.
At 6.5, it drinks like a lager. I mean,
it does.
Yeah,
a sixer of sixers will have you turn.
If you have not had a cold IPA, I would not be shocked by that. But kind of think of it like a West Coast and a Pilsner had a beautiful baby together, and it's kind of the best of both. So it's not an official style.
And we shall name him Cool Ranch.
Cold Ranch.
Cold Ranch.
Cold Ranch. Cold Ranch Dorito.
The mouthfeel on this, it's light, it's crisp, it's refreshing. The overall drinkability on this, as Dave said and as we've reiterated, this is a essential summertime beer. So
get it
while I would say it's hot, but it's not because it's a cold IPA.
Man. Good.
I'm a fan.
Very good.
Take this one outside and get some vitamin D in your life. Okay. Oh, Mahoney's Beer Scouts from Ripsey, I give the Big Dog's Chili Dog 4.2 out of 5.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You guys were talking about stealing gas. We always called it a gas and go. And the easiest way to do it, you can't do it anymore, but we would go to like the 7-Eleven and hit pay inside. And so you'd fill up first and then you just take off. That but they took that option away, so you can't do that anymore. But Gas and Go is what we called it.
Message deleted.
That is what that was called back in the day.
Gas and Go, Dine and Dash. Like, the Dine and Dash you can still do, right? Because they don't charge you in advance for your meal at, like, a sit-down place.
But cameras everywhere.
Yeah, there's cameras everywhere. And also, like, you know, it was a lot different. When you're just outside, you're already in your car, like, just pulling up. I never did it.
I never did it either. Yeah.
Did you ever do a beer run?
No, I was never a part of it. I was at parties where people did it, but yeah, I was never the guy going out there.
I'm too big of a wimp. Like, I get too scared. Like, I have really good abilities to press up against the almost teetering towards, like, that type of bad. So I was always like the driver.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Unfortunately, also makes you an accomplice. Like, you learn that later in life. Yeah.
Yeah, it does. So, I actually almost got in big trouble, like, with the law for some of my friends because I was driving and they messed with someone's car during toilet papering someone's house, and they had extra stuff, so they started doing stuff to their car. I didn't know this, but then I got the cops called me. Guess what?
They take you to jail.
No, I didn't snitch. I was just like, I don't even know. But they were like, we got you on camera, all your friends on camera, you idiot. And I was like, I don't know those. I don't know them. I've never seen them in my life.
I don't know them hoes.
Didn't grow up with them since age 4. I don't know those hoes.
So Mr. Dak in our chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, said, when I was a server, people that dined and dashed never got in trouble. Cops would just let it go. I would disagree because I have some friends who dined and dashed back in St. Ann, Missouri, which is a suburb of St. Louis. And these idiots, my friends, my dear friends to this day, decided to dine and dash at a Denny's at 3 in the morning, teenagers. So, of course, they're already suspicious about what are a bunch of, like, 16, 17-year-olds doing in a Denny's at 3 a.m. They know they're...
They whoop their asses?
So here's how dumb my friends are. This Denny's was literally in the same parking lot as the St. Ann Police Department. And so they called... As they were, like, getting, they called them as they were leaving the restaurant, and a cop just walked over and got them all. Like, he didn't have to drive. He just walked out of the station because these idiots sat around in their car.
Dumb criminals, man.
They made a call before the crime even happened?
No, as soon as they walked out, because they obviously suspected that this was going to go down. Yeah. And I also think they had dined and dashed from that same Denny's before. Masterminds. And so they got arrested literally and walked into the jail next door.
Oh, man.
Idiots.
Did any of them try to hide under a car in the parking lot?
Yes. Actually.
I knew it.
It was actually.
Predictability.
Actually.
We love predictability.
Actually, it was under a boat.
Somebody had a boat.
Hey, what the hell are you doing with a pontoon at a Denny's?
And it's been parked there for months.
Yes, it has.
On average, how many sex toys do you think are in each tornado?
Message deleted.
Oh, my God. That's what Twister should have been about.
End this now. Thank you.
Need more Dave and Mahoney? Be sure to follow them on social media at Dave and Mahoney and visit DaveandMahoney.com.
Fabulous.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. By the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.